Hey, guys, right now we're going to go out to the Metro PCS hotline, bring in Mark Richt, head football coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. Coach Richt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. We really appreciate you taking the time. And six former Bulldogs now on the Dolphins roster. We're going to talk about all of them, but let's start with one of the new members of the Dolphins draft class, and that's tight end Arthur Lynch. Why should Dolphins fans be excited about his acquisition and him joining the team?
Well, you know, the guy loves football, number one. He's a very intelligent guy in general. He's going to be a wonderful guy in the community, first of all, just as a person. And he'll be a great guy in that locker room and just a team guy all the way. But just from a physical point of view, he's very, very strong. Gosh, at one time he got up and easily got up in the 280-pound range, but that was just too much to carry to try to run routes and things of that nature. But he's very strong. I think he can block well. I think he runs precise routes. He understands that, you know, his way of getting open is going to be using his size and leveraging his ability to, screen people off and find separation with his size and his ability to reach out and snatch a ball. But tough kid, smart kid, a guy that is going to be a great teammate.
Yeah, Coach, you alluded to his leadership there. He was a team captain for you in his final season. What traits did he show to warrant that respect from his teammates and, of course, the coaching staff?
Well, you know, Artie's from Massachusetts. He comes down to Georgia to try out something new and get in the middle of a little bit of new culture for him. And it was a culture shock for him, but he really grew to love Georgia and everybody around him. And then the guys, I mean, he's got a lot of charisma. You know, guys really gravitate to Artie. He's kind of a friend to everybody. He can relate to everybody. When he speaks, they really respect what he had to say. And, he grew into quite a young man. I mean, he's a special person.
You know, Coach, when you're glowing, you have some glowing reviews about Artie, and one thing about it is your offense is producing a lot of great tight ends. I mean, especially for this Miami Dolphin football team and Randy McMichael, and now talking about another. What is it about your offense that has teams wanting to come down there to gobble up your tight ends?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I first came to Georgia in 2001, Coach Jim Donnan was the coach prior, and he was a big tight end guy. And when I showed up, Randy McMichael was there. You know, Ben Watson was there. You know, two longtime NFL tight ends were already there when I got to Georgia. And they were really some of our top receivers on the team, regardless of whether they're a tight end or a receiver. So because we had that, you know, entity when I showed up and we used them, other young guys would watch us play and say, hey, I want to do that too. So really the legacy of that tight end position began before I even got to Georgia, but we at least were smart enough to realize that we had some good ones and try to use them in a way to attract others in the future.
Hey, Coach, this is Twan Russell, long time. I remember when I was in high school, you recruited me a little bit, and I'm sitting.
How about that? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm sitting here looking at, now we have six guys. You have Danielle Ellerby, you have Rashad Jones, you have Noshawn Marino, you have Garrison Smith, and you have Rantavius Wooten, and also Artie as well. But I'm looking at all these guys. It almost feels like you're down here, you know, making sure these guys get to the Dolphins so you can do a little bit of recruiting.
We got to do that, man. And there's a lot of young men in the Miami area. Of course, I was at Boca Raton High School growing up, and I recruited down that way when I was at Florida State for years. So I'm real familiar with that. But I think that the kids in Miami will see that the Dogs produce pretty good.
That's your little plug.
Mark Richt, head football coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline on the Finsiders. And along those lines, we'll get back to some of the Georgia Bulldogs we have on the roster. But speaking of getting down here to South Florida, hey, Coach, your 2014 recruiting class, two of the best players that you have there were from South Florida, both from Plantations American Heritage, and teammates Sony Michel and Isaiah McKenzie. How important has it been to come down here in South Florida, get back to your old stomping grounds, and scoop up some of the talent that you have for the Bulldogs?
Well, it's big. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, we do have a wonderful state to recruit. You know, Georgia's got – I think the state of Georgia actually has more SEC players in it than any other state in the union. But you know, Florida, as we know, is a tremendous hotbed of great athletes and great players. And we're you know, when we go out of state, we're looking for a very, very special guy. We're looking for a guy we can't find in our state. And so in those two guys, we feel like they're very dynamic at what they do. And not only are we looking for good players, but we want good students. We want good people. And Sony and Isaiah are just golden when it comes to that. We're so thankful to have them.
Coach, getting back to the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, as Twan was talking about, Knowshon Moreno, Donnell Ellerbe, and Rashad Jones, three real key players for the team going forward in 2014. How proud are you of their accomplishments, and do you find yourself now with all these Bulldogs down here keeping tabs more specifically on the Miami Dolphins?
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I was a Dolphin for about a month now. I don't know if you all knew that or not, but Coach Shula had the honor of getting a chance to cut me after about a month.
Don't worry. Cut a lot of people.
I was there during the Dan Marino, Don Strzok, Jim Jensen era at quarterback, and couldn't quite crack the lineup. But no, I love the. I've always loved it. I grew up being a Dolphin fan, quite frankly, as a kid. So I'm a big Dolphin fan, and especially now that I've got a lot of our former players there playing, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Now, Knowshon Moreno has signed with us here recently in the offseason, and you know, he's had a great career. What kind of player should we expect in our football team?
Well, I think he's just a very dynamic back to me. Got great vision, great balance. He could make people miss in a short space better than anybody I've ever seen. Really, he's got good speed. I wouldn't say he's got, you know, unbelievable speed, but not many guys run away from people in the NFL anyway. So, you know, you got to make your living between the tackles or bounce it out or whatever you got to do from time to time. But he explodes on contact. He's a high energy guy. He catches the ball in the backfield. He can pass pro. He did all those things with us, and I've seen him do it in the NFL level. So, very experienced guy that is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I know we're talking a lot about offense, but we got a couple guys on defense that have really helped this Miami Dolphin football team, and Ellerbe and Jones. And Ellerbe is one of those guys that can move inside and also play the weak side. But
right.
Jones is also that guy who's going to come downhill and hit everything that's moving across the middle.
I know. We've had a bunch like that over the years, and you know, I don't know if Rashad could play with the rules now in college. He'd probably play every other game, I would think, the way he likes to hit. And you know, Danell, I'm as proud of Danell as maybe anybody that's come through Georgia, because you know he overcame a lot, and actually had a rough start at Georgia, but he decided he was going to get his act together. He did. He grew into a really fine young man. He got his degree, and he left on a high note, and now he's doing some great things in the NFL, and I know he's going to be wise with the blessings that he has. So he's, you know, it's that thing in coaching that fires us up where we see him, you know, as young guys that are kind of knuckleheads, and then we watch him grow up, and just really proud of all those guys, but Danell in particular.
Hey, Coach Rick, real quickly, as we've detailed over the course of this interview, you've got, you know, strong connections at South Florida in terms of growing up down here, playing at Miami, being with the Dolphins before Don Shula let you go a little bit there. But how often do you make it down here to South Florida?
Well, right nowadays, it's really strictly for recruiting. You know, the head coaches can't go out in the springtime to do it, but once we nail down who we're going to go after, you know, I'll be down here every time there's a player that we're going for. So that's the main thing. There is not much of an off season for us. The 2 weeks I get, we'll be in the beaches in the state, but we won't be at Miami.
I got you. Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking the time here on the Finsiders to join us and giving us some insight on the six former Bulldogs now on the Dolphins roster. And good luck to you and Georgia in the upcoming SEC season in 2014.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
There he is, Mark Richt, head football coach of Georgia, joining us on the MetroPCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the MetroPCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.